Skyjacks. Long ago, when the stars shone in greater number than any could hope to count, the seasons came in sequence, and the sea was tame. The people of Spear divided the earth into things called nations, vast collections of cities that gave fealty to a few powerful rulers. The nations used the seas to make trade and war. They spread their power across Spear to places no one's seen in 100 years. And then the stars fell. The seasons went feral, and the sea turned foul. There are none alive today who remember the world before the fall, but we tell the stories of those who heard stories from those who did. The sea was always a dangerous thing. Storms and churns sank many ships before the fall, as they did after. But after the fall, angry Leviathan rose from the deep. Wicked fates conspired to drag every vessel set from land beneath the waves. The nations gave to panic. Their fishermen could not bring food, their merchants could not bring wealth, and their warships could not bring wrath. They would have paid any price to keep the power they had built. So they did. Their sailors found they could make safe passage if they made sacrifices. They performed strange rituals that appeased angry waters. At first, the nations shrunk, but continued to survive. They happily paid the sea's price to move their power by water. But slowly those sacrifices grew. Over many years, sailors started to change. They brought more than goods and fish to shore. They brought the wrath of the sea. And they started to bear the mariner's mark. Under the strain of wild mariners and growing sacrifice, the nation slowly crumbled into memory. The religions, languages, and businesses they spread across the many shores tried to make do without them, but they started to fade as well. Other lands became things you heard of in stories, much like this one. And folks dealt with sailors only when they had to. Of course, you want to know about skyjacks, though. Just about 70 ago, some lucky fool created featherweave. Now, there are only a few who know how it's made, and those secrets are well kept by the Red Feather. You've seen it on the sails of skyships, a fine white silk with thin red stripes. If you set featherweave to heat, it takes to the air, and it can pull quite a bit up with it. The Red Feathers started to think if you could pull a ship into the air, there was no sense in trifling with the sea at all. And there, skyjacks were born. Fleets took to the air anywhere featherweave could be bought. So now, if you have the inclination to run off to faraway places and see things strange and wonderful, all you need to do is sign up to be an Erriner on some Red Feather ship. Of course, there are still dangers. Corsairs roam the sky, no matter what the Red Feathers do to try and stop it. And if you stray too close to the sea, you might attract the mariner's attention. But the life of a skyjack ain't a bad one, if you're smart about it. The music used for this piece was Duet Musette, composed by Kevin MacLeod. For more information about the new campaign, be sure to follow us on Twitter, @CampaignPod. And subscribe to the OneShot Patreon over at patreon.com/OneShotPodcast.